to March 28th. And what we're looking at is how the boardings by each route, how many people we're carrying by route. So we're looking at our ridership trends. We're also looking at the total boardings by day. So what we look at is every single day, how many people are boarding. And we look at, I believe it's time of day, ridership by hours. And Camille will upload this for anybody who has that. And this ridership by hours report is one that I've given to the board, I think, a couple of times. But this one is just the latest version. We don't see much change. And what we see is two things. What is normal service? And normal service is in a blue chart by time of day, week one of COVID-19, and then week two of COVID-19. And what we see is we are drastically below what we were from normal service. And we're even significantly less than we were in the first week of this COVID-19 situation. And that is during the middle of the day. But when we look at the extremes, and that's earlier in the morning or later in the evening, although there's less passengers than there was pre-COVID-19, that change in ridership is not drastic. So what we know is that non-traditional riders still need us to be out there running that essential service. And that's why Monday through Friday, we are deploying Saturday service, but it's plus. That means, I'm sorry, Sunday level service plus, and which means that we are running earlier in the day and we're running later in the evening to make sure that we account for those individuals that during those times of day have not really changed as drastically as we've seen in the middle of the day. We know that traditional workers, maybe from 8 to 5 or throughout the day, the shoppers, that's where the significant change in ridership has occurred, and that's the drastic drop. But earlier in the morning and later in the evening, as I stated, the drop is not as drastic. And the report is, the chart is labeled ridership by hour. All of these charts to say is that we believe that the service that we're running today, which is Sunday service plus, is the appropriate level of service to continue operations throughout this COVID-19 situation. We do know that as decisions are made at the federal, the state, and the local level, that could change. But what we know today is that we are running the appropriate amount of service for the ridership demand that we have. We also know that to keep this level of service, we must keep a core amount of employees who are actually driving the bus, and we also must keep a number of employees who are wiping down the buses. And then we have another group of employees that is actually at key locations asking people about their ridership trips to really ensure that the only people that are riding our buses are people that are taking essential trips. And of course, this is not a perfect science. We're not saying that we're at every bus stop, but for the majority, we do have personnel deployed regularly throughout the day to ensure that the public is as safe as it can be under the circumstances that we are operating. Do you have any questions about how the decisions have made to deploy the service or why we're running the level that we are? And Mark, do you want to provide any ADA numbers before we the board asks any questions? So Mark, can you give us a little bit about how our paratransit is operating?
Yeah, this is Mark Johnson. So since the May or March 2nd, I guess, when we first started numbers, our average numbers per day for phone calls was 1,175. And our most recent numbers for a day are 347. So that you can see how much just our call center has dropped, and our rides have dropped even more. Let's see here. So I can okay. So our rides have diminished from about 500 a day down to 64 for our ADA paratransit. And for our EMT trips, have gone from about 1,400 down to 463. So, you know, the call center has been furloughing employees and reducing their workforce to respond to the diminishing need. And is there any questions?
Any questions from any board member?
Mark, can you, this is Emily. Can you just give us an idea of what the trend is around the state and if we're on par with everyone else or if we're seeing more or less sort of precautionary measures or preventative measures that have been helpful for LTD?
Yeah, so ridership has diminished nationwide, actually, and, you know, 50% plus is pretty typical as far as that goes. Some of the steps we're taking, we're ahead of most other agencies. They're kind of looking to us. I've had calls from Washington and other states asking, so what are you guys doing? And so, you know, we're ahead of the curve on a lot of this, and so we're just making the best decisions we can with the best information that we have every day.
Are there more questions from the board? I know it's hard. If you can either use the hand raise function if you're a board member or just say something, I will call on you.
This is Caitlin.
Go ahead, Caitlin.
Oh, I just wanted to commend the staff for being proactive and taking those precautions. I just really appreciate how serious everyone is taking this, and I'm just really impressed with the steps the LTD staff has taken. So I just wanted to make sure to recognize that.
Thank you very much. Other board members, and just I know we've received information through other means too, but this is it's okay to ask questions that you already know the answer to or would like greater clarification on. Are there other board members who have questions? Oh, I see Josh with a hand raised. Go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. This is Josh Wilsko. I want to echo what Caitlin just said and what others have said. It's really been all hands on deck, and staff and execs have done an amazing job. I'm curious, Mark, maybe just say a little bit more about ride source and paratransit. I mean, just because you know, as board members, I know a lot of us are thinking about making sure that the service we're providing is addressing the needs of the most vulnerable people in the community and the most transit dependent. Is that drop in ridership? It sounded like you were saying it's not just rides, it's like calls. So people just haven't been doing it, or is that because of something else? I mean, I'm just curious, is that just is that a decrease in demand or a decrease in our ability to provide those services?
So, yeah, so it is a direct result of the COVID-19. As you say, they're the most vulnerable population that we have, and so they're staying home and not taking essential trips. And when they call, the call center's asking them, you know, what's the purpose of your trip? And, you know, certainly we have to provide the life-saving trips, dialysis, and some of the, you know, trips that people just have to go to sustain life. And so we're continuing to do those trips. And those are the bulk of our trips. The shopper, we stopped doing that a couple weeks ago. So, and that was when we go into neighborhoods and pick up people and get them to the grocery store. And we're just not doing that because those were fairly packed trips and they were all for vulnerable populations.
And Josh, doctor's offices have also been canceling non-critical appointments. So physical therapy is getting canceled and people who are doing just checkups and that sort of stuff. So some of that's out of our control, where just doctor's offices have across the board really canceled or postponed most like preventative care appointments and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and I know a lot of those are going digital as well, but that's a great point. Thank you.
Great. Any other questions for Mark on this issue? Okay. Mark, do you have more to continue with?
No, I think that about covers it for the ADA and our call center.
Excellent. Is it back to AJ or are we going to Tom?
I'm more than happy. So given the level of service that we currently are operating and we feel is appropriate for the situation that our community is faced with COVID-19, we had discussions and I like the board to provide direction is if this is the desired level of service they'd like me to continue to operate, and if conditions were to change drastically, you know, a serious, you know, threat to the health and safety of our employees and or the community, would the board like me to take a different action or would the board like to convene an emergency meeting and they would make that final decision? That is basically what's before the board today, to really provide that level of direction as to how a much more drastic decision would be made to ensure that we continue as an agency to make the best decisions for our community. So I think we kind of talked about what the potential decision-making structure could be. Our attorney, Kristen Denmark, can provide some direction as to maybe language recommendation or if a board member already has a motion that they would like to make. That's really all that's before the board. I would also say at a future time, it would be appropriate for the board to meet and discuss a lot of the other complex issues surrounding this situation. We know that we are highly reliant on payroll taxes and that at some point different decisions are going to be made. Those are, of course, are not of an emergency situation and therefore are not being considered today. But we do want the board to be thinking about those and know that we're not neglecting those today. But we are, because we called this special emergency meeting or a special meeting, that today we're only really dealing with the, you know, most urgent decision-making process today.
Thanks for that question, AJ. I want to ask you just a couple questions really quickly. And sometimes it's important just to, even though we may think we all agree on this issue, but it sounds like the community, based on the information you've received, this is about the right amount of transit. This minimum amount of transit is sufficient for what the community seems to be asking for and seems to be working at this moment in time. Would that be more or less correct?
Yes, the current service level is adequate for the ridership demand. Yes, I would say this is the desired level that we'd like to maintain our stable workforce to be able to continue to serve this community effectively.
And I guess my next question is, while there are definitely health and community concerns, there hasn't been any directive from any government or health agency that requires us to shut down or has recommended that we shut down our operations.
We have received no such direction about that.
Got it. That's all the questions I have. Just to make sure before there's any kind of proposal of motion, is there any other questions from any of the board members? Okay, hearing none, I will entertain motions from someone. If you will raise your hand, I will call on you. Or Emily, did you have a... Emily, go ahead.
Okay, sure. So this is Emily, and I think based on the information that we received so far, I'm going to throw a motion out there, and if there's any feedback or Kristen, you want to give us some advice on this, please feel free to do so. So I'm going to make a motion to maintain at least a minimal level of service to provide that vital community transportation for essential trips during this public health concern. Unless state or another appropriate authority orders us to cease operations, and then if further developments occur, have the board of directors reconvene to address those additional issues.
So we have a motion made.
Second.
Second. That's been second. Is that Josh?
Okay, yeah.
Sure. Okay. So that's made by Emily, second by Josh. And here's where we have a chance to discuss that. Please raise your hand if you'd like to discuss this motion. Go ahead, Kate.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Kate Reed. Thank you, Emily, for making that motion. And I do agree with the information that we have at this time, that we should definitely continue with the minimal level of service that we have currently, knowing that our agency is working very well with all aspects of our staff and our community to make sure that public health and safety comes first in this. And I just wanted to kind of put a little plug in to say thank you to the staff who have been working very hard on making sure our community gets the level of transportation services that they need in this very unprecedented time, while staying super aware and on top of all of the sanitation procedures. Just want to say thank you, and I think that this is the right way to move in this motion.
Excellent. Any other people would like to open the list too? Josh, go ahead.
Thank you. I agree with everything Kate just said. I just want to say that, from my perspective to the board, but also to the community hears this, it's really important that we as a board really stay in the loop. And that's not just getting AJ's kind of daily updates, which she's been fantastic about sending, but also that we meet regularly. I think the only thing we really know about our current situation is that it's fast changing. And I think we will be forced to think of, to consider things that we just can't see, can't see coming, even though they're not that far off in the future. So, I just want to point out that in addition to this motion, I think we're going to have some discussion in a minute about how often we want to meet. And I'll be saying that it really has to be frequent.
Thank you, Josh. I'll go ahead and throw myself in the queue, and then if another board member would like to speak, go ahead, please raise your hand on the Zoom participants list. I just want to say I feel it is we provide a valuable service to community, and some people really do, when necessary, do need to go out to someplace, buy groceries, get prescriptions. Maybe they can't get delivery or other subscription services, and so they need to go around, or they have essential jobs they need to perform. And I have a strong feeling that without us, without LTD, they would not be able to do that. And I also didn't want to emphasize that LTD does contribute to the local economy in many ways, and that can't be underestimated as well. So that's why I would be in support of this motion. I do want to clarify, I just want to make sure that while I feel like it does give the general manager some powers, that the clarity I was seeking was that if there were financial the need for additional financial funds, that's one of the reasons why the general manager would need to come back to the board to get some guidance on that or approval even. Josh, did you raise your hand again? Is that a...
No, sorry. I forgot to put it down.
That's okay. Just making sure. Any other board members want to comment, or if not, we can call the question and move to a vote. Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move to a vote. All those in favor of Emily's motion to continue providing minimum service, and unless this there is some kind of order to suspend service, then the service would continue. And that if for all other reasons, including financial, then the general manager would need to come to the board for approval. Hopefully I summarize that more or less correctly. Did I do a good job, Emily? Still there? Emily? Did I lose Emily?
She may be stuck on mute. I'm trying to scroll through. This is Camille. Trying to scroll through and see if she's stuck. But she did email me a summary, the motion that she made, and that does sound pretty right on what you summarized.
Thank you.
For the vote, if you could, or I can do it, whichever you prefer, call on each individual board member or just have them state their name as they vote, so that way we get the tally. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'll go ahead and do the roll call vote then. So we're doing that for the benefit of this audio meeting. And so I will start with Kate Reed. How do you vote?
Kate Reed in favor of the motion.
Excellent. You can do we just say aye or nay? Josh Gove?
Joshua Scove, aye.
Don Norden.
Don Norden, aye.
Caitlin Vargas?
Aye.
Stephen Yetz.
Stevens muted and texted me and asked if I would vote aye for him.
Okay, excellent. And then Emily Secord, we might have, Caitlin, you and I might be in the same position. Emily just emailed me also. She had to jump to another meeting. I forgot. She did tell me in advance that she needed to leave by this time, and I didn't think it would need to be this long. She also voted aye as well. So we'll submit that for the record to the, or they can verify that in some other way. But they are both, Emily also voted aye. So the motion passes unanimously. Really quickly, sounds like I agree with Josh. Maybe a really quick meeting or a discussion about how often to meet. I'll start off the discussion by saying that I think my plan, just so everyone knows, is to have smaller but more frequent meetings that are very narrowly tailored for very specific situations that they come up. At some point, I do want to return to a regular meeting schedule. But because of all the rapidly changing situation, I do foresee a need for us to convene more special meetings in the near future. But again, the desire would be to return to a normal schedule as possible, and hopefully in 2 to 3 months. Any discussion on that?
And Carl, just to kind of reiterate, the management team, we are meeting Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we are making decisions. And as the board's desire for us to maintain the current level of service, we will be working on that directive starting tomorrow. We'll convene on one Wednesday to try to really formulate kind of how we would maintain this level of service throughout the duration of this COVID-19 situation, and we'd like to come back as early as possible to make sure we brief the board and allow the board to make decisions. Of course, we would we have a cross-functional team that we meet with here, and we of course also have regular meetings with the union. And as I mentioned earlier, is we need to make decisions quickly and using all the information that we have to ensure that we don't compromise what we've set in place now, because my goal will be to maintain this minimum level of service throughout the rest, barring of course another agency with authority telling us otherwise. My goal will be to do everything possible to follow the board's directive that this is the minimum level of service that our community is asking us to do. And how I accomplish that, I'd like to come back as early as maybe next Monday or sooner if the board wants information sooner. As I said, we're working with our workforce to ensure that we maintain this level of service.
Of course. Thank you, AJ, and thank you for working with your staff to try to meet that objective. And it sounds like, I think you understood the board clearly that, you know, we understand this is an evolving situation, and that if you need something sooner, that we will convene a special meeting immediately to try to address that. So thank you for your leadership there. Just checking, Josh, did you raise your hand again? Sorry, I can't tell if it's hand down or hand up.
I actually did raise my hand on purpose this time.
You did, great, go ahead, go for it.
Thank you. Yeah, so just to piggyback on what AJ just said, I want to draw a distinction between two things. They're the actions that the agency is taking to keep the public safe, employees safe, to provide essential service, et cetera. And then on the other hand, our communications with the public. AJ has done a great job communicating with the board regularly, but some of that stuff, just because it's by email, is a little bit out of the public eye and is having to just happen in real time. I want to make sure that we are making our logic clear to the public. And so I think we'll need just a little bit more, maybe disclosure on the website, or maybe that can come in some of these digital board meetings. But I think it'll be really important for the public to hear how we're striking these various balances that we have to. You know, we want to provide service, but we need to maintain safety. And so where we are in that trade-off over time is going to change. And I think we need to really do work to make sure the public understands where we are. I guess I'll leave it at that for now. I think that's the reason to have frequent meetings. And I think we should just schedule our next meeting a week from now. I don't think our meetings should be more than a week apart at this point. We should set that expectation. And of course, I'm curious to hear if people are on board with that. Also, I just want to pitch in information that I'd like to get in our next meeting. And again, this is partly for the public's benefit as well. Maybe just a quick list of key decisions the GM and her team have had to make, like in an intervening week-long period. And then, of course, we should try to get a handle on the fiscal picture, even if it's all guesswork at this point. We just need to start planning. I mean, ironically, we're coming up on April when we would start having our budget committee meetings. And I know the staff have been hard at work on the budget, and now that sort of just throws everything into chaos. But we should try to get a little bit of that picture out there for public discussion.
And I hear you as giving that as a suggestion for a future meeting topic, and I will do my best to incorporate that information to a future meeting. But any other comments? Kate, go ahead.
Yeah, Kate Reed here. I would just request that for information that we're sharing, I guess, with the board and the public, just to be a little more clear, looking at the second handout that was online, the total boardings by route is somewhat clear, but the other three graphs, I think, are a little bit more difficult to decipher. And one of them says boardings after 2030. And I don't know if that's the year or what that means.
That's the time.
2030 p.m.?
Correct.
10:30.
Okay.
PM.
Okay. So maybe if we could just make the information a little bit more digestible
friendly for
me as well as for the general public, so that I had a really hard time following along with what AJ was explaining and then finding it on the information that we were given. So just want to put that out there. It's very important information. I want to make sure that we understand it.
Yeah. I think as we move more to a more digital platform, at least for the near term, and maybe this sets the stage for the farther future as well, that we should make sure that those documents are accessible and easy to read and understand online. So I think this is a good place for me to go ahead and wind us down for adjournment. Just making sure, did I miss anyone who wanted to speak? Okay, hearing none, thank you very much, board members, for coming together on a special meeting basis. Thank you, staff. Please really appreciate the work that you're continuing. And to the members of the public, thank you for joining us today. And I wish everyone well. Have a great evening. This meeting is now adjourned.
Thank you.